Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Yeah, I saw the parade route unveiled yesterday, and it's only 1.3 miles. So how are they going to pack all these people from, you know, certainly the Brits who live in and around London who want to see, catch a glimpse of the new king? Because I think his mother went on a 5-mile route, so more people could see the new sovereign as she left Westminster Abbey. And I will tell you, having been there for the funeral in September, remember we did all those shows live from London back then, the streets were packed for the casket of Queen Elizabeth II. So I don't know what the mindset will be of the average Brit when it comes to the coronation. I'm excited. We'll be doing the morning show live from London the entire week, that first week of May, leading up to the coronation on that Saturday morning, May the 6th. And it's kind of a tradition here at WRVA, for what it's worth, because back in 1953, 70 years ago, when Queen Elizabeth was coronated, WRVA was live from London for that service. I'm the lucky guy who gets to go to London and spend an entire week there doing this morning show from London. And we'll be live at Highclere Castle, Downton Abbey, the castle that's used in the TV show Downton Abbey, on that Monday. And then I've got a couple of special guests lined up for the rest of the week. And hopefully, depending on what the security's like, I don't know if it's going to be like an inauguration up in D.C. I just don't know what to expect when we get there. This is so rare that a coronation occurs that I'm not sure what the city will be like. And I'm kind of excited about sharing that with you back here in Richmond, live from London. So mark your calendar. I think it's going to be a very interesting week, that first week of May, ending up with the coronation on that Saturday, May the 6th. It's 7:37 here on this Monday. It's the 10th day of April, 2023. I'm John Reed, and we are glad you're with us here on News Radio WRVA. So I've been very critical of colleges and universities in the Commonwealth and honestly, across the country. Part of this is that I think many of them have become leftist indoctrination camps, which is bad enough, but then they just keep raising the price. Like, you know what? The average person, how much money are you supposed to pay for a basic undergraduate degree, especially if it winds up not being worth anything and all that has occurred is you've been given a leftist lobotomy where you really can't even function. You can't write, you can't read, you don't know anything, you can't quote Shakespeare. I mean, you were completely disconnected from every generation prior to you in many of these schools. And VCU, for example, here in the Richmond area, they have talked for the last couple of years about increasing the cost for the average undergraduate student. And Governor Youngkin stepped in and kind of beat that back with the state schools. So this is why this story from Ferrum College here in Virginia really caught my eye. Can you believe this? Ferrum is preparing to provide free tuition for certain qualified in-state students. I mean, who's doing that these days? Unless you're an athlete or you're, a genius and they want to put you on scholarship, who is actually talking about cutting the cost or making it free? Dr. Myrta Martin is the president of Ferrum College, and she's with us this morning. Thank you so much for agreeing to come on the air with us. Walk me through this plan. Is it as great as it sounds on paper? And good morning to you.
Well, good morning, John, and thank you for having me this morning.
Yes.
It's as good as it is on paper. Okay. You know, for over 110 years, Ferrum College has been the College of Opportunity of Virginia. We are one of the most diverse institutions of higher education, and our faculty, our staff, are really known for their commitment to service and community. They, as expressed in our motto, not self but others. These are not words in a page for us. It's a way of life. And so as the College of Opportunity, we have not been blind to the plight of so many American families today whose children have ability and intellect, but they worry whether or not they're able to attend college, whether or not they are able to achieve and live their American dream. Mm-hmm. Many years ago, I was one of those students. I haven't forgotten my roots. And at Ferrum College, we are going to ensure that this next generation of leaders has the access to a values-based, principled education that affords them the opportunity to soar beyond their wildest dreams, to be able to discern what's right from wrong, what's just from unjust, in a setting, in a familial setting, where they will be nurtured but yet challenged.
Now, when I look on the internet, and it's always dangerous to base things on the internet, but it says that the tuition is about $36,000 a year before any financial aid or scholarships. So, you know, Ferrum's a private school. It's kind of a not a crazy price tag compared to some other schools, but that's not cheap. How are you doing this? How many people will actually benefit from this new program? Do you have a huge endowment and you're channeling the money in a different direction than perhaps in the past?
No, we don't have a huge endowment, but we do have an incredible cadre of dedicated alumni who believe in Ferrum College. You know, as I said to you earlier, our motto is not self but others, but as I go throughout the Commonwealth visiting with alumni, I often say to them that I'm going to change our motto to, were it not for Ferrum College, I wouldn't be where I am today.
Right. Yeah.
Because invariably, that's what they say. And because of that, it's what they invest in the future of their alma mater and in the future of the next generation of leaders. Most specifically, as you noted, 39% of our returning students will be eligible for the Panther Promise. And we're very grateful to our alumni and to our board of trustees who saw this need, and to our faculty and our staff who very candidly have embraced this new vision. Right now, about 29% of our students that have been admitted qualify. However, we are not done yet. We are an open enrollment institution. We're alive and well and open for business, and we seek to invite all those who seek a superb education home to Ferrum College.
Well, I think it sounds remarkable. And, you know, I went to Ferrum for a speech competition. I mean, this is years ago. This is probably 40 years ago, 35 years ago, and had a wonderful – you're near Ferrystone Park, right? Am I remembering?
We are.
Yep. Okay.
I'm picking a Ferrystone.
That's right. I remember Ferrystone Park. I remember the campus. Everybody was super nice to me there. And then one of my friends, Brian Slater, who is now the Secretary of Labor – here in Virginia, and Governor Youngkin's cabinet is one of your alums, and he has always spoken very highly of his time.
And he's actually our commencement speaker.
Oh, when is that coming up?
May the 6th. Come on over. We'd be happy to host you.
Well, I will monitor the coronation in London in one ear and Brian Slater's speech at Ferrum in the other ear. I know it is going to be a great event, and I think this is a very interesting dynamic. Before I let you go, and I know you're probably a very diplomatic person and don't want to say anything that might impugn others, but why do you think you and the board and the faculty at Ferrum have this attitude about trying to make this more affordable and other schools that I will not name keep talking about raising the rates. Is there a practical issue or a philosophical issue, or they have different obligations than you do? Objectively, you don't need to say anything negative about anybody, but how would you diagnose that, you think?
Well, I think everyone in higher education is facing the same issues, you know, a decreasing population and limited funds. However, for us, as I mentioned when we started this conversation, we have chosen to go back to our roots.
Yes.
We are proud to affirm our identity as Virginia's College of Opportunity at a time when there are a multitude of challenges facing students and their families. And so we want to be able to provide that affordable access to a values-based education that so many people seek. Mm-hmm. I arrived in this country as a teenager. Mm-hmm. I didn't speak a word of English, and my grandmother, who raised me, worked two jobs. That story has not changed today. So many parents are working two jobs. Like me, so many students are going to high school full-time and working a full-time job,
right.
And they still, like me, they're not making ends meet. This is our way to remember our roots, Rick John. This is our way to say to the next generation of leaders, if you have ability and intellect, if you have persistence, if you have grit, if you want to make a difference in humanity, as Gandhi would say, if you want to be the change that you want to see in the world, come to Ferrum College, because we are committed to ensuring that you will have that chance, that you will have that opportunity, that you will be able to live your American dream.
Well, it sounds like you're living up to your rhetoric, so I appreciate both.
It's not rhetoric. It's a way of life, sir.
That's very good. Dr. Myrta Martin, the president of Ferrum College, thank you for being with us.
God bless you, sir. Take care.
Thank you. Bye. That's interesting, isn't it, to hear that difference in the practical way this is going to unfold at Ferrum versus some of the other schools around Virginia, where they're constantly talking about increased fees. You know, I mean, they'll lecture you about accessibility and taking care of the poor, but then when push comes to shove, they got to build the new building and they have to have the new gym with the, you know, plunge pool with ice in it, and they have to spend money on the president of another school, you know, pulling in $1 million salary every year, right? Or am I being unfair there? I do think there's a difference in attitude and leadership. Maybe we should pay attention to that as we make decisions about who gets state funding and who gets supported and how we support them going forward. At 7:47 on this Monday. We're back with more in a moment on News Radio WRVA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.